president.
This sucker's quick.
President Joe Biden, a self-proclaimed car guy, zipped around in an electric F-150 Lightning truck at the Ford testing site in Dearborn, Michigan on Tuesday. Prior to the test drive, Biden got a close-up look at the truck, the latest electric vehicle the American automaker is unveiling Wednesday.
The future of the auto industry is electric. There's no turning back.
The president toured Ford's electric auto plant and argued for $174 billion in government spending to help the country accelerate transition to electric vehicles, including tax credits and other incentives to sway Americans away from gas-guzzling vehicles. Biden is framing his push in the context of competition with China, currently the world leader in electric vehicle manufacturing, as well as the largest and fastest-growing market.
Today, China has a bigger manufacturing scale than all other countries. And they're using that scale to make these batteries not just in China, but they're making them in Germany and in Mexico. And they're now exporting those electric vehicles around the world with sights on the American market. And they think they're going to win. But I got news for them. They will not win this race.
North American automakers are on track to build 1.4 million electric cars a year by 2028, according to data firm LMC Automotive. But China will produce over 8 million electric cars a year by then. One reason China has been an industry leader is because of its significant government support.
And then it's low trade barriers that allow China to export those products to the United States. And the combination of those two things really gives China what the Biden administration, I think, views as an unfair advantage. And the Biden administration is taking steps, as have prior U.S. administrations, to try to roll back both of those advantages.
Domestically, Biden's plan includes efforts to convince auto workers that more electric cars mean more good-paying union jobs.
And politically, this is very popular with ordinary people, sometimes in the 60-70% range. That means Republican workers. That means local Republican officials, as well as Democrats and independents. So this is something that has a lot of political energy.
The president's push for electric cars is part of his $2 trillion jobs and infrastructure plan currently being debated in Congress. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.